Hello, my beautiful souls. It is 2024. I'm back. I am back. I am refreshed. I cannot wait to bring this podcast to what you deserve because you deserve so, so, so much. So I am so grateful, so, so grateful for your patience. Spilling the tea leaves. It's getting a new face. Well, when I say new face, I mean new podcast cover. New energy from me. I have so much to tell you. I have so much to tell you. You have no idea. Today's episode, I'm just going to catch you up a little bit on what has been going on with spilling the tea leaves. We're going to talk a little bit about crystals, a little bit about the energy for 2024, and I'm going to talk about what you can do to help you really tap in to your spirituality, to your spiritual health, and to your intuition. So, before I continue, let me squeeze in a little intro here just for the newbies. So I'll be right back. Hello, my heart-centered souls, and welcome to Spilling the Tea Leaves. This is your sacred space, and I'm your host, Michelle. I'm honored to be a guide in your journey and grateful you're a part of mine. Here we dive deep into the empowering realm of crystals, energy healing, spiritual growth, and everything in between without the gatekeeping. So sit back, relax, let's reawaken our spirit one cosmic tea leaf at a time. So 2024 also means a new intro. So if you've been here long enough, you know that that's a little different. I am so excited to be recording again. I'm so excited to connect with you again. I feel like I owe you an explanation for last year. Last year, I didn't have as many episodes as I wanted to, although the episodes did very, very well. I was not in it spiritually or emotionally. Not for, I love the podcast. I love talking to you. I love being a part of this journey with you. I'm grateful that you're a part of mine. I'm honored that you've allowed me to create the sacred space for you. But for personal reasons, I really, really had to take a step back and sort of work on my shit. I was working on some stuff emotionally, and things that I've spoken to about on the podcast, things, traumas that has led up to this point in my life. And mentally, I sort of got into the space of I need to create better habits for myself. And these are habits that are no longer based on trauma, but now based on health and based on positivity. So I always, always advocate folks to get a mental health therapist. I know it's difficult to afford it, but if you're able to, I highly recommend it. And of course, there's books that you can use to help kind of guide you into a more positive mental headspace. I always say crystals and things like energy healing only they work the best when it is in conjunction with traditional therapies like mental health therapies, or go to a doctor. Just if you're not feeling well, go to a doctor's, and crystals are going to help amplify those energies, right? So I am back and I feel so much better. I am in a better headspace for you. I am reinvigorated. And I'm grateful for you for sticking around and again being part of this journey of this podcast of my spiritual path. And I hope that I'm able to bring you knowledge. I hope I'm able to provide value to your life in whatever capacity. So, well, enough about me. Let's talk about you. How have you been doing? If you are not part of my newsletter, so you can find me at rememberlovehealing.com. You can find me on Instagram at rememberlove. But if you go to rememberlovehealing.com right now, you can sign up to my newsletter. And my newsletter has a bunch of information. I provide free guidebooks. I'm working on a current ebook right now for a crystal course. And if you're part of the newsletter, I am hoping that I can get at least the first few people, maybe even 100 people. I don't know, depending on depending on how many people subscribe, access to this ebook and access to this course for free. I'm going to be building up on courses. Like I said, I am feeling so good. So we're in 2024. We are 10 days in as of this podcast recording. And it already feels like we should probably be in March, right? Energetically, a lot of things are happening. A lot of shifts are happening for a lot of people cosmically. I am not keen to astrology. But everybody keeps telling me something's happening. Something's in retrograde. Something's exploding. A planet is trying to mess with us profusely. But in a few weeks, it's not going to be so bad. What has happened already? Let's see. Cat Williams broke the internet. Oh my God, this is my favorite story. Aliens have landed in Miami. So aliens, Bayside. So for those of you to know, I am Miami. I'm a Miami native. It's very rare to find somebody born and raised in Miami. Bayside is a mall that is next to, that is in downtown, in the downtown area. When I was growing up, it wasn't like the best area. And I remember hanging out in Bayside all the time. It was like one of my favorite places. As a matter of fact, I don't know if it's still there or not. There was this one store. It was a crystal store. And I used to beg my mom, can we please go in? Can we please go in? And they had like crystals and gems and all these beautiful pieces. And I guess I was really into this for a long time because I was not more than like 9 or 10 years old. Anyway, so finding out that the aliens somehow ended up in Bayside was thrilling to know. Now, I love a good conspiracy theory. I love like those, oh my God, it's a government cover up. They were actually, you know, aliens. There were a bunch of kids fighting, but there is so much misinformation, and even just looking at the videos, I'm like, this isn't, y'all can't, I mean, this could just possibly be an overreaction to a bunch of kids fighting. There isn't video of either one, so I'm still skeptical, but the whole thing about aliens, not only am I terrified of aliens, it's wild that that's where the idea went. And it really started from one guy going on to TikTok and saying that he saw aliens, and then everybody just kind of hung up on that. So I'm very much on the fence, leaning on this is a BS story, but I would love to hear your opinions. So let me know what you think. Leave me a comment if you're watching on YouTube. Feel free to shoot me a DM on Instagram. Please send me some proof, because I want to believe, and I also don't want to verify that there are aliens that are coming in 2024, right? So another small update. Last year, so 2023 in December, I got contacted by the Daily Ohm to be interviewed for some articles about crystals. And I'm so excited to be able to share my knowledge about crystals, mainly because I always think that crystals are sort of like a little gateway piece. So a lot of people start with amethyst. Not a big coincidence if they start with amethyst, because amethyst helps you lean into your intuition and start, you know, going through that spiritual exploration process. So usually it's amethyst, and then people start looking at what amethyst is and what it's helpful for, and then they're like, oh, what is intuition? Let me look up some intuition exercises. And then they realize there's some synchronicities, and then they're like, maybe there kind of is something, let me explore a little more. And they start going into their own little rabbit hole, and then before you know it, they are talking to spirit guides, trying to connect with ancestors, really working on their own spiritual health. So that's why I am so passionate about crystals. That's why I think crystals are such an important part of the exploration process, even if it's to just help you lean in and learn about what are things that you could be working on, or things that you can be exploring, or things that you could, you know, sort of test out and see if it resonates and fits with you. So the Daily Ohm asked me about four stones. So green jade, citrine, rose quartz, and crystals for manifestation. So if you are interested in reading the articles, go visit the Daily Ohm. I'm going to link some of the articles below on this video if you're watching on YouTube or on the show notes. And if you're part of my newsletter, you would totally get these updates. So I would love for you to sign up for the newsletter and I can fill you in on all the fun stuff that's happening over at my website at rememberlovehealing.com. So that was something that was super, super exciting. And it was really cool because I was traveling to the Canary Islands. And as the articles were coming through, I was reading them and I'm like, yes, yes, I've made it. I've made it. The Daily Ohm has quoted me. You know that feeling, right? So I was really, really happy. I was having like a tiny celebration while my husband's looking at me like, okay. Good job, babe. He has no idea. He's my very, very logical partner while I'm all over the place. All right. So 2024 is here and you have found this podcast because you probably Googled spirituality podcasts or podcasts about spirituality or podcasts about crystals and energy healing. And then you found me. And I'm so excited that you're here because there are no coincidences in the world. And if 2023 has taught us anything, it's that so much nothing can happen, yet so much can happen at the same time. It was exhausting. I don't know why I was tired. I don't feel like a lot of things happened for a lot of us, but it was just the feeling of so much happening for us. So 2024, there is different energy. We are going into it prepared. We are going into it ready to explore our spirituality. We are going into it ready to take care of ourselves, ready to lean into that self-love and self-care. And I, yes, me, I'm going to tell you a few stones and rituals that can help you get there. I mean, why not? You guys are my friends. I can't wait. All right. So you're here and now you're just like, okay, I want to work on my spirituality. What crystals are really going to help with that? I'm going to start with the obvious. Amethyst. Like I mentioned before, amethyst is a wonderful gateway stone, and it's really going to start helping you lean into that intuition. It's going to help you tap into your divine help, spirit guides, ancestors, whatever you like to use, right? Everybody has spirit guides. Everybody has ancestors. Some of us have the ability to really tap into that energy. I keep saying tap in, and I am so sorry. Or lean in. So everybody has the ability to reach and connect with this divine energy, this divine help. It's not going to sound like a voice. It's not going to sound like, by the way, you have to go take the bus on 77. No, it doesn't work like that sometimes. For some people, it does. But for most of us, it doesn't. For most of us, it's a feeling. For most of us, it's like almost sort of a whisper in your ear or just like a knowing. Like, I know I have to, study this. I know I'm going to go apply for this job. I know I'm going to get it. It's almost that knowing. It's like it almost feels like a pull. And those are your divine guides and your ancestor kind of nudging you energetically into a space that's good for you, that they're like, yeah, they're gonna love this. They're going to love it. Your job is to practice leaning into these nudges. Your job is to say, is that a nudge? Is this good for me? Now, there is a fine line between I am confident because I'm leaning into my divine. I know this is what it's supposed to be, to what I perceive to be sometimes delusion. And sometimes, again, mental health things are important to address. So when you are practicing in your intuition, you feel more comfortable talking to and connecting with this divine dream team that all of us have to get where we need or we even want to be. There is this trend right now on TikTok. And the sound is, if you don't know me, then, but I know you, something like that. And it's all these coincidences of either people that have passed, family members that have passed, and they have sort of like received messages from their loved ones. And one of them really kind of stuck out to me because, and this is what amethyst, if out of all the TikTok videos, if I can like assign crystals to TikTok videos, which is something that when I work with a client directly, I have this thing where I see the stone first, and then from the stone, I can break down what the person needs or what the person should be leaning into using. Oh my God, I cannot believe I'm using the word leaning in again. I'm so sorry. I'm just not gonna bring it up anymore. So in this video, she says her father had passed, and she dreamt, which amethyst helps with dream recall and prophetic dreams. So if you want to have those dreams that you're receiving information or any sort of symbolism, place amethyst under your pillow or next to your bedstand, or wear it as a piece of jewelry if you're comfortable sleeping with jewelry. Anyway, so the girl says that she dreamt with her father, and her father said, "I am a spy." After he passed, he's like, "I'm a spy and I'm watching you." And since that day, she would see a hawk everywhere she went, everywhere, everywhere, everywhere. So when she quit her job, she saw a hawk sitting outside. When she had never seen them before, it wasn't a common occurrence for the area she's in. When she applied for a new job, there was a hawk sitting outside on the sign. When so all these like big events for her, this hawk was outside, and she said that she would always try to look for feathers, but she would never find any. And she knew it was her dad, at least in spirit form, and just keeping an eye on her. And the day of her wedding, oh, I'm sorry, she found a hawk feather outside of her door, the morning of her wedding. And then the day of her wedding at a different venue, her mother found four hawk feathers on the venue and picked them up and put them in her bouquet. And she always felt that it was a sign from her father saying, "I'm looking over you. I approve of this marriage. I'm a part of this." So, like amethyst, this really helps you connect with a spirit guide, to people that pass. At least it's what it does, it opens up your third eye to be able to facilitate that connection with that a dream team that you have, that group of people that are working toward your betterment or guiding you to what you want or what is going to be best for your journey. So for some of you, 2024 is more of a me year. You are really going to focus on yourself. You are going to really make sure that you have healthy habits. You are all about self-love, self-care, healthy boundaries, because I love healthy boundaries. That's something that I was working on last year. And there's some habits that I didn't realize I was doing until my therapist is like, "Do you know what you do?" And I'm like, "Wow, I do that. That's terrible." So we are going to work on that self, doing that work in such a gentle and graceful manner, without being too hard on ourselves, without just being mean to ourselves. Sometimes our own inner voice is so mean that we would never talk to other people the way we talk to ourselves. Like, we say the meanest things, even from looking in the mirror to when we make mistakes, we do not give ourselves any grace. So now, 2024, we're not doing that anymore. We are going to lean into that self-love. We are going to be our own best friends. We are with each other. We are with ourselves for the rest of our lives. Wouldn't it be nice if we were nice to us? Yeah, I think so. So I'm going to give you three stones, one of which you already know. It's rose quartz. The article that I was interviewed for was rose quartz. One of them was rose quartz. I'm going to link it in the show notes. And rose quartz is a beautiful soft stone that is all about love, not only romantic love. That's a very common misconception. Rose quartz is about all types of love, love in all ways, right? So self-love, love for our partners, love for our children, love for Mother Earth, love for our pets, love for our plants. It's love, love, love. It is the vibrational frequency of love. So rose quartz is a wonderful stone when you really want to work on that self-care, on being kind to ourselves, of being gentle with our words. One of the rituals that I love to do is bathing with rose quartz. So if you're fortunate enough to have a bathtub, I fill my bathtub up with water. I put a few large chunks of rose quartz in the water, add some Epsom salt. I prefer lavender oil to add lavender oil to my bath. Some people do roses. Now, roses does pair well with rose quartz. I just can't stand the smell. If I'm completely honest, I cannot tolerate the smell of rose anything. Like, it makes me, ugh. I don't know what that says about me, but I don't like the smell. So I use lavender. Do use what works for you, right? So if you can tolerate the smell of rose, if it's one of your favorite ones, then go for it. If not, then just tweak it to whatever you like. It's about self-love, healthy boundaries. If you don't like rose, don't do rose. So, adding your essential oil into your bath, Epsom salt, a few pieces of rose quartz, and if you have small pieces of rose quartz, you can amplify the energy by adding quartz, clear quartz, and just marinate it there. Just sit there and imagine all your stresses disappearing in the water. Imagine a big pink light surrounding you, filling you with love and compassion and grace and everything that you feel that you need in your life. Say kind words to yourself. I matter. I am important. I am enough. I am exactly as I should be. I am blessed. I am loved. I love me. I am great. Whatever combination of words that you resonate with. And just be, just sit. Don't use your phone. I like to turn off the light. If you want to light a candle, go light a candle. No phones in your tub. No, nothing. Just you in your senses, in the water. Refilling up what your emotional needs are. And then, as you let the water drain, you're gonna drain the water while you're in there, imagining all the negative stuff or those stagnant energies that are not serving you, just draining away, just leaving you slowly as the water level decreases, just letting it go in the tub. You don't need it, it doesn't work for you. It's back out into the universe. It's not for you. It's not the vibe. And that's rose quartz. Next stone is kunzite. Now, kunzite is a little harder to come by if you have a, it's mostly set in jewelry. In its raw form, it's within what's called a matrix. So within hard rock, if you have raw stone, great. If you have a piece of jewelry, great. It's not as common as rose quartz. I really like to recommend stones that are more common or more readily available because A, it saves money, B, it serves a purpose, and C, not everybody has access to items like, I don't know, galena, which is a stone that some people, that is actually toxic. So kunzite. Kunzite is more of a laser focused stone. Kunzite works in a way that is more, if rose quartz is more of an outwardly love for ourselves. Kunzite works more almost like on an inwardly level. I hope that makes sense for a lot of you. It really goes into introspection, into a sort of self-love that is more analytical, right? Where we go inwards and helps us, for example, with self-validation. It really goes in on items like emotional healing. It works in a way that creates profound experiences for love, for divine love, even. It is almost like it awakens like an inner courage to seek out a self-validating self-love. It's more intricate than rose quartz. I don't know why it's such a difficult stone for me to explain. It's almost like an impulse to act on a very hyper-focused type of love. That's kunzite. The next one is malachite. Now, malachite is a green stone. A lot of the love stones are pink and green. Your heart chakra is a green color. It's a green energy center. Excuse me, malachite. Now, malachite can only be used in a polished form. Unpolished malachite is toxic. As a matter of fact, yesterday I wore malachite and I have never been complimented more in the entirety of 2023 than I was yesterday. I had strangers talking to me. I had kids talking to me. There was one little girl in the elevator, where we are, the elevator, they call it a travelator. The escalator wasn't working. I was going to take the stairs, and it just happened that the elevator opened up, and I'm like, oof, screw this. I'm taking the elevator. So I pop in the elevator, and there's a mom there with this girl who was like about 10 or 11, about my daughter's age. And she looks at me. She's like, I went to the library today. I was like, what? I love the library. She goes, yeah, I have 7 books in my backpack, and then I have my instrument that I have to go home and practice, and I'm so excited to read all my books. I'm like, I am so excited for you. I loved the library when I was your age. It was my favorite place. And her eyes were just like, I want to talk to you forever. It was so cute. And then I went to get my cell phone fixed. The guy there was really nice, gave me a ton of compliments. My neighbor's like, you look really, really pretty today. I mean, it was so much. And I attribute it to malachite. I mean, I am cute. That's self-love. But I do attribute it a lot to malachite. Malachite allows that, reflects our inwardly love for ourselves outwardly, for other people to pick up on that warmth, right? So if I am super kind to myself, if I'm looking at myself and I'm like, I feel kind and I feel full of love and patience, and I'm just going to live and move this way. Malachite is going to amplify that warmth that you're feeling for yourself outwardly, and people are going to react to that. So yesterday was a total testament to that, where I'm just like, yeah, this is the malachite working, and I'm into it. Malachite also helps with money. So if 2024 is about money for you and making that bag, malachite is your friend. So this next stone was really popular in 2021, 2022. It kind of blew up on social media, which was a little weird for me because I'm like, this thing has been around forever, and it's just people are just making this like, oh my God, it's amazing. So the next stone is moldavite. Now, because of its rise in popularity, finding moldavite, even a small piece, tends to be really expensive. And when that happens, you tend to start seeing this influx of fake stones in the market. When you have fake stones in the market, then it's really difficult for people, especially those who are just coming into the crystal world, to differentiate between real and fake. And unfortunately, people take advantage, unfortunately. So, real quick, before I go into the uses of moldavite or how you can use moldavite to your benefit in 2024, I'm going to quickly go over how you can tell if it's real or not. Real moldavite is sort of rough. It does not have a smooth glass finish, meaning when you see stones online, especially if you see them online or if you see them in person, and they kind of look like glass where there is no indentation or the indentations look kind of smooth. It usually means it comes from a mold and it's made of glass. Real moldavite, I always say, looks like a English muffin where you have the nooks and the crannies and there's really small, tight spaces. That's usually moldavite. Real moldavite also has glass, excuse me, has bubbles inside, very, very tiny, minuscule bubbles that you can't really fake with glass. And finally, it's usually in whole pieces, meaning if you find, I tend to stay away from jewelry claiming to be moldavite, especially when you see these really, really large pieces. The largest piece of moldavite that has ever been discovered has, if I'm not mistaken, the size of your pinky as far as the width. And it's millions, of course. So when you see these really large pieces, that's an automatic red flag. The more moldavite there is, the more expensive it tends to be. So while there are people who tend to work with moldavite and make it faceted for jewelry, a lot of folks choose to keep it in its raw form simply because the more weight there is to it, the more money you can get from a piece. Now, moldavite is not really a crystal. Moldavite came from a formation, from a crash, a large meteorite about 14 million years ago in the Czech Republic. In that area, even cultures were using it. They were carving things from it. They were found to have arrowheads made from it. So it's always been regarded as a spiritual talisman. Now, moldavite is really interesting because the way it works is, let's say you set an intention, right? So I'm wearing moldavite in order for me to really achieve my goals for 2024, and I want to sort of fast track it. That's what moldavite does, but it does it in a very chaotic manner. For me, and I attribute it to the fact that it's not from this earth, so it doesn't really follow our own sort of social or our own guidelines to what we want to achieve. So on, for example, on TikTok, there was this trend of where are the 2022, 2021 moldavite girlies at? And you see people just that have absolutely gone through it. They said, well, I want to live in New York this next year, or I want to get to the next level with my partner. And fast forward, they've gotten fired from their job, which gives you the ability to move. They've lost their partner because the partner wasn't there who they're meant to be with or who they should be with, or they discovered that their partner was cheating, or they were evicted from their homes, which if you're manifesting, I want to move to New York, it's not going to set it out in an easy way, like, hey, you got a free ticket, or hey, some random person calls you about a job in New York. No, it is going to free you up. It's going to make you lose your job. It's going to make you lose your home. And it's going to free you up to move to New York. So now you don't have anything bounding you to your responsibilities. So you get what you want. You can move to New York, right? So it doesn't do it in a way where it's easy for you. It does it in a way where it's going to give you the ability to do it. If you say, I want to practice self-care. I want to practice self-love. It is going to bring every opportunity to set that practice in motion. So you're going to have people maybe be really rude to you, or you're going to have people coming completely out of pocket, or family members who are going to challenge those boundaries for you. So Moldavite is going to give you that opportunity to practice what you are trying to achieve. So if I am ready and I want to practice those healthy boundaries, I want to practice that self-love and that self-care, Moldavite is going to create these opportunities almost in a very chaotic way for me to put my money where my mouth is. The next stone I want to talk about is Moonstone. Now, Moonstone is a little bit controversial because it is, first off, it's really widely available. So it's a common stone to find, and you're going to find it in a lot of jewelry. But a lot of people really don't mesh with moonstone, and I will tell you why. Moonstone, while it is a stone that helps you connect with your intuition, it helps connect to your divine feminine energy. It helps you kind of go inwardly during meditation and like gather information in this really gentle, almost motherly manner. Moonstone also has the ability to create sort of like a feedback loop. So let's say you are somebody who is experiencing sadness at the time. Moonstone, what it's going to reveal to you, it says, hey, you're sad. We should do something about it. And you have the ability to say, oh, wow, I didn't realize I'm sad or that this situation is making me upset. I've discovered these feelings. Let me work towards rectifying it or kind of get me out of the slump. That is a proactive approach that Moonstone can cause, that Moonstone can help. If you are not a person who is able to realize what your feelings are and take actions to rectify it, what it does is the opposite. So Moonstone can say, hey, this is making us sad. And you're like, wow, this is making me sad. I'm going to be sad. I feel sad. And then you just stay sad. You don't take any action towards fixing the situation. You don't take any actions to pull yourself out of the sadness or create healthy habits to create a mental wellness. Instead, it's just like, oh, I'm sad. I'm feeling sad. I'm staying sad. So Moonstone is not for everybody, especially if you are one of those people that says, oh, I'm sad, and then just stay in your feeling sad. Now, I'm not saying you shouldn't feel sadness. You shouldn't feel feelings that some may label as negative or not good feelings. But there is a sort of level or threshold that says, okay, we were sad. There's an opportunity to fix it. Let's take that opportunity and let's say leave the relationship or consider getting another job, but rectifying the situation instead of saying, oh, this relationship makes me sad and then not doing anything, or, oh, I don't like my job, and then just staying there and being completely miserable every single day. So Moonstone helps us lean into our intuition, have the opportunity of self-discovery, gives us that ability to meditate and go inward, especially when it comes to our feminine side. So a lot of the times femininity is associated with feelings and emotions and that maternal love, inward journey, as you can say, in a very like calming way. Again, but if you are not ready to explore these very deep feelings or take action when those feelings are not the best for our mental health, then I would not recommend Moonstone. And as a final stone, I am going to recommend Citrine. Now, Citrine is not really related to our intuition or our third eye crown chakra, that those upper chakras. Citrine is more of a manifesting stone. And when we are manifesting, we are trying to create energy that is what we are looking for in our lives, right? So if you're trying to manifest a new job, if you're trying to manifest some money, if you're trying to manifest a home, Citrine is going to help you balance your solar plexus chakra, which is a chakra associated with a creativity and imagination. It's going to help with mental clarity, so you have a clear image of what you want. And it's going to create the ability to manifest in a way that works for you. Now, manifesting, I don't even know what episodes I've done already. I'm not sure if I've done an episode on manifesting. If I haven't, I'm going to go back through my archives. If I haven't done an episode on manifesting, I am going to do an episode on manifestation, because it is so heavily involved, and it's not just writing what you want or thinking of a new house, but actually working towards it, clearing the energy for yourself, doing shadow work. Like there is, it's involved. It's not just like, I'm going to think of a new house and then it happens. I wish it was. Sometimes it does. Sometimes we get lucky and everything sort of aligns for us, or we've been almost manifesting without realizing what we're doing and it works. Sometimes affirmations or our mantras, repeating them over and over again, simply that works. And other times for many of us, it doesn't. It takes work. It takes doing shadow work. It takes going into parts of us that we're not completely comfortable with and doing something about it, right? So Citrine, if you are working on manifestation, if you're working on creating new habits for yourself, creating new realities for yourself, Citrine is your friend. You can wear Citrine. You can wear it in jewelry. I actually think I have some Citrine pieces on my website on rememberlovehealing.com. It's going through sort of a revamp, so if you don't see it, it should be up soon. If you're interested, just shoot me an email. If you wear Citrine, that's great. If you have Citrine on your workspace, that's another wonderful idea. If you're somebody who follows feng shui, there is a sort of career corner in your home, or money corner, or finance, prosperity in your home. Do the research depending on the layout of your house, which way it's facing. I am not very well versed in feng shui. I knew a few things, but Citrine is a wonderful stone to have in that corner. You light a little candle, make sure you cleanse it, and it's, you know, it makes it a good little habit and routine to do. And just like that, this is the end of the first episode of 2024. I am so grateful for you. I'm so excited that you've joined me on this episode. I am working on the second episode already, and it's a little bit not so far off what we usually talk about, but it's a topic that I tend not to speak of because it is not my favorite. And again, if you've followed me long enough, I have this weird thing with aliens. I had a nightmare when I was little, and it just stuck with me. And I had somebody tell me, they're like, "Oh, you had that nightmare?" I'm like, "Yeah, you know, I was just a kid, no big deal." And they're like, "Well, you know what that means, right?" Like, "No, that means you have an experience with aliens. That means that you've abducted." So I'm like, "No, I don't think so." But then it just kind of stuck in my head with me forever. And I'm like, "Oh, dang, I don't even like the idea of the possibility that somebody came and took me in the middle of the night into a spaceship when I was a kid." So, I mean, I'm probably coming off crazy right now. But yeah, not a thing that I'm like, "Yeah. Had a nightmare, hated it, completely traumatized me. I cannot." It's not just any alien either. It's like the ones with the weird almond-shaped head and the tiny little mouth and like the big black eyes. No, thank you. I had a boyfriend who thought it was funny to grab a mask and stand in the middle of the room at night when I walked into the bedroom. We broke up shortly after. That was... I did not. I could not. I'm like, "If you think this is funny, what I'm telling you that I'm genuinely scared of, no, go F yourself." And we broke up. Never saw that guy again. Pretty sure he went to jail shortly after we broke up. Listen, it's 2024. We got to pick better. If somebody's doing that to you, we got to just pick better people now, right? So thanks to the Miami alien coming into my radar, I have been looking at some theories and some ideas, and there's some really interesting ones, especially when it comes to like interdimensional travel, or they're really already here, but they're in a different dimension, and how that fits into, oh my God, what is the word? I already forgot the word. Some people view it as spiritual. Some people view aliens as even angels. So we're going to dive a little bit into a lot of the theories of what is happening out there, what people believe, and it should make for a really, really interesting episode. So once again, thank you for joining me. My name is Michelle. Thank you for allowing me to be one of your guides on your spiritual journey. You can find me online at rememberlovehealing.com. You can find me on Instagram at rememberlove. Threads. We are not doing Twitter or X. That is not a thing that we do anymore. You can find me there also at Remember Love. You can also learn more about this podcast at spillingthetealeaves.com. If you are interested in a topic, you can feel free to shoot me a message on the website. Once again, thank you very much, and I will see you next time. Bye.